Hello, and welcome to the edition of A Quick Pint. Now, in February this year, Mrs. Emma Patterson, the head teacher of Epsom College, a public school in Surrey, was murdered by her husband, who also murdered their little girl and then killed himself. I did a video at the time on why it is that certain kinds of men murder their families and then kill themselves, but I want to now do a video on the issue of coercive control, because it has now been argued that this is what he was doing to her. He was engaging in coercive control. And by the end of this video, I hope it will be clear to you that coercive control, or stalking-like behaviour, really, is not necessarily the product of a deranged mind. For a certain kind of male, it's actually, unfortunately, highly evolutionarily adaptive. Now, let's look at the situation. What we have is a 45-year-old woman who was the headmistress of this significant public school. She's basically far more successful than her husband. She has higher socioeconomic status than her husband. This is a problem, because we know that for evolutionary reasons, that females sexually select for status. Females sexually select for status because it means that if they have a higher status husband, he will have more resources, and he'll have resources that he can invest in them and their offspring, making it more likely that they'll survive. And also, status in evolutionary terms tends to be associated with having good genes, essentially, with your genes associated with things that are useful, such as strength and intelligence and social skill and whatever. And so by selecting for status, you're selecting for good genes, your children will inherit those good genes, and your children will be more likely to survive and to flourish and attain high status themselves, in a context in which we are polygamous species, and high status males historically tend to dominate the gene pool and have lots and lots of wives and lots of children, and low status males tend to be selected out. So it's a very serious problem for a relationship if the dynamics of the relationship changes and the male is no longer at least of equal status, if not slightly higher status, than the wife. So that is what has happened. It seems that at some point in the relationship, the female, Mrs. Patterson, becomes of higher status than the male. This is a serious problem, particularly for a certain kind of male, perhaps high in neurotic traits, insecure, mentally unstable, high in traits like anger and jealousy and that kind of thing. So what you can get as a result, and this is not a sign of someone going mad, this is a perfectly sensible evolutionary strategy for a man like that. What can he do? One, he can try and basically up his game and bring about a situation where he's no longer insecure that she will leave him for a higher status man than he is, or whatever, because he will attain higher status himself, and therefore he can reassure himself via that higher status that she's not going to leave him and it's all going to be okay. That's the one thing that he can do. Or if he can't do that, which it seems this man couldn't, then he can engage in various forms of control. So the first thing he will do is he will control what she does. This is, of course, an example of mate guarding. If you are insecure about your partner, if you are concerned that your partner might leave you or your partner might stray because your status is lower than hers or because your status has been damaged, you start controlling what she does. You stop her from meeting up with her friends. You stop her from going out. You stop her from enjoying herself. You stop her. You monitor her contact online. You basically stalk her. You control everything she does in order to ensure that you have control of her and she can't possibly have the opportunity to stray, have the opportunity to meet somebody else. You engage in a high level of mate guarding. In its most extreme form, of course, this is veiling, binding feet, as occurred in China until about the 1920s, whatever, stopping women from being able to have access to any other males, essentially. How do you do that? Well, the main method, if you're bigger than the woman, and normally the man, okay, he may not have higher status than the woman these days, but he will be physically bigger than her, stronger than her, is via intimidation. So it's via shouting at the woman, via frightening the woman, and via threats of violence. And the woman will know that there is a degree to which there's nothing she can do about these threats of violence. The man will be stronger than her. The man will be physically bigger than her. So these threats of violence could be carried out. Imagine how embarrassing it would have to be for Emma Patterson to go into school as a headmistress with loads and loads of makeup on because she's got black eye or something like that that he's given her. So the threats of violence and the shouting and the intimidation can be very, very serious, and they can be enough to force the woman to do what the man wants, which is not go out, which is not socialise, which is not, I don't know, go to the staff away day, which is not go to the staff inset day, which is not go to the thing that they've organised for the staff at the hotel where there will be other men, which is not stay late at night or whatever, doing extra work at the school where there may be other men, which is basically do everything he possibly wants so he can be reassured that she is not going to stray. The next thing that you do, of course, and this is important with females, because females are higher compared to males in social anxiety, and so they're more likely to be concerned about what others think of them, and they're more likely to take seriously what others think of them, is just slag her off. So you're basically reducing her mate value. If you can persuade a female that has relatively high mate value, and this is a woman, by the way, who was reasonably good looking for 45 and was obviously very socioeconomically successful. One could argue that, you know, OK, she's got a child, but and she's married, but you could argue otherwise her mate value is quite high. You slag her off. You tell her she's ugly. You tell her she's fat. You find the things that really get to her that she's deeply insecure about, which you will know about because you will find out what they are, particularly if you're a narcissistic kind of a man. You will find out what those things are and you will use them against them. You slag her off. In doing so, you make her believe that she is worthless. You make her believe that she has low mate value. You make her believe she's never going to find another man. And so on that basis alone, she's more likely to stick with you. She's less likely to stray. She's less likely to look for another man. It's less likely to occur to her if another man is interested in her, that he is genuinely interested in her. And there's research as well that indicates that men overestimate how interested women are in them, but women underestimate how interested men are in them, which makes sense in evolutionary terms, because you absolutely don't want to end up as a woman with the wrong kind of man, because the costs for you of getting pregnant, whatever, by the wrong man are huge, whereas the costs for a man of having sex with the wrong kind of woman are minuscule. So you therefore really have to notice that the man fancies you as a woman to believe that he fancies you. So you slag her off, you make her think that no one could possibly fancy her, no one could love her, you reduce her self-esteem, you reduce her mate value, essentially, and therefore you're more likely to stay in control of her. The third thing you do, which he appeared to do, is isolate her. This is another way of reducing her self-esteem. If she's able to meet up with friends and bond with friends and all of this sort of thing, then she will tell the friends about what she's going through, and the friends will reassure her and say, oh, no, don't be silly. You're not ugly. You're not fat. You're lovely. You're very kind. You're wonderful. You're a great mother. You're a great wife. Whatever. Don't listen to what he's saying. If you isolate her from her friends and from her family, then A, you're completely in control of her. So you reassure yourself that, again, she can't possibly stray. She can't meet somebody else. But B, you prevent her self-esteem from being boosted. You prevent her self-esteem from becoming realistic. And so therefore you have a further element of control and she can't stray. And the final thing, of course, if none of these things work, and this moves beyond coercive control, but it tells you about how successful coercive control can be. Because you don't, a man that is doing this kind of thing, he's wearing her down. That's another thing he's doing. If you're stalking, essentially stalking somebody, watching them all the time, intimidating them all the time, you know, turning up next to them, asking what they're doing and demanding explanations and whatever, and then being nasty to them all the time. You're wearing them down. You're wearing them down so they just can't be bothered anymore. It's exhausting. It's exhausting having somebody constantly watching you and monitoring you and questioning you and quizzing you about what you do and all this kind of thing. It's exhausting. And that's another element of it. You're exhausting the woman, such that she's emotionally exhausting her, really, such that she just doesn't have the energy or the desire to be able to look elsewhere or find somebody else. So that's another element to it. It's just making her tired and exhausted because she's constantly having to worry about when she's next going to be shouted at, about when she's next going to turn around to find you staring at her in a nasty, intimidating way, about when the next unpleasant thing's going to happen. So you just carry on and wear her down. And frighten her as well, you know. Gaslight her is another thing you can do, you know. Steal her things and hide them and make her think she's going mad. There's all kinds of things like that that take it further. And only then does the man have to get to the point of what has always been, well, it was over the last 150 years been a crime in the UK, which is just hitting her. Now, this obviously has the potential to reduce...
Are you ready for the future of the West?